Okay, we're up to the laws of Lisha Vafias Hamatzis. Okay, Simon Kuf Yud. Simon Kuf Yalok Aleph. Tana Sha'ofli Boy Chomets, Kishiritza Lafwis Mematzos. So this Allah may not be Nogea, but today the Matzos, the ovens are exclusively used for kosher lepesach. I don't know if that's so in the Manashevitz. Is that true there as well?
They don't use it.
They don't make matzah whole year round. They make matzah whole year round. They make non-kosher lepesach matzah. Absolutely, I have at home plenty of matzah.
Why? Excuse me. I can tell you for a fact that they used to make, let's say, the matzah meal that I used to buy. So they made it. You know, different codes. 801 was chometz. 851 was the pesach. You had to know. And then they decided to stop making the chametz, and all year round they made
only kosher pesach, whole year round.
Too much of a problem to change over, and it didn't really cost them any different. So they hold. So you didn't have to change. You know, when you gave an order, you should know that all year long it was kosher.
Because it doesn't say that on the matzahs.
And then so on the bags.
What about onion flavored?
I don't know the baked matzahs. I'm telling you the matzahs. That I can tell you. That's what happened.
Doesn't say on the box. I know.
Egg flavored.
Doesn't say kosher pesach.
It could be
that they don't say it for marketing purposes because they want it, it's fresh, and they're going to say kosher Pesach. You're going to be under the impression that it was baked 11 months ago, but it could very well be that if you ask, they'll tell you that secretly it is kosher Pesach. It's possible. Oh, that's right. In the Chalami.
So the question is, do they really got kosher, or do they say that
for marketing purposes?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lie. To say that it's not kosher Pesach is a little bit of an extreme. I don't know the Indies. I don't know what's going on. You have to hear.
Stop. You could see the Rabashkin deli. I should say Rabashkin now because that became Akra Star. But all their deli, 12 months a year, you take a look at the ingredients and it says potato starch on it instead of wheat starch.
Yeah.
They changed it. They made it so it's
kosher Pesach the whole year.
Speaking, not the ovens that they're making it. But the deli itself, the ingredients are the same that they use for Pesach all year, so that they shouldn't have to go through the whole problem. And this way, it tastes the same all year. But if you taste their deli, if you think about it, when you're tasting it, let it sit on your mouth, you'll taste the potato starch.
Okay, let's go further. An oven that was used to bake chametz. Now it's Pesach. We want to use this very same oven to bake matzah. We have to kasher with war. You have to do libun. Libun means you have to take a fire torch or take glowing coals and pass it over the entire surface of the oven. It's not an easy task. You have to torch. You have to light up the walls of the oven to the degree, heat it to the degree ad shayu nitzeitzes nitazen mimenu, to the point where sparks fly from the walls of the oven. Ki bepachos mizel lehavi libun gomer, less than that's not called libun gomer. Vitzarch lizar sheyelchu ha. If you're using coals, you must make sure the coals touch the entire surface. Period. It's not just enough to go in to torch your oven. You have to go and scrape it out when you're finished. You have to shovel out all the dust and scrape off everything from the exterior. And then you're finished. After you finish doing that, let it cool down and then start all over. Don't immediately go from the time of libun to baking the matzah. Then you can rekindle the oven. Halach aleph in the mishum some halach. Tanur shikaritz lafoitz b'matz ayim shochanarach. Tafka shulchan is an oven. That's a chadasha, some type of small oven. Lo sheyniach esekel bebefnim oy bebuchutz. Chadasha lo. Wait, what's that word? Lo shein.
Lo shina.
Lo shina. It makes no difference. Lo shina does not make a difference whether the where. Now this is going to be the discussion over here. The ovens that we are familiar with, you go to matzah baker factory. The fire is on the inside of the oven. Which we've all seen inside, but not all ovens work like that. Some ovens, the heating.
An oven now by Rabbi Twersky.
Yeah.
It came from Eretz Yisrael. It looks like an arch,
like this.
Inside, on the two sides
there's a fire.
Also on the bottom of the, under the floor.
Yeah. There's also a heating.
Two jets, two pipes going of gas, heating it from the bottom.
Ah, gas.
Right.
Now, gas.
The heat inside is what's basically doing the cooking. The heat outside is just keeping the floor very hot so it doesn't cool down.
Okay. So you're, that oven has both.
You can heat it from outside.
So some ovens, the fire is burning on the inside of the oven, and there are some ovens, as you mentioned, in some combination, where the fire is being below, and there's a metal plate. So the heat, you're not in
the regular ovens.
You're not in direct contact with the fire. There is a mechitza, there is a hefsek between the fire and it. Now, is that called baking? So we laugh at this because bread is bread. What difference does it make how the bread got hot?
You remember the old inserts that you had into the oven?
Yes,
okay. And
that's the same thing.
Yeah, but that's not for baking matzah. In a chalam, you can cook for your
wouldn't bake.
With, of course it would.
No, if it's very hot, it'll bake.
Right.
In 1950s, how did people make matzahs? They couldn't afford ovens.
Exactly.
They had those, like, so that an insert, maybe they put the insert on top of a fire.
Even better, he's going to discuss pans. So you can bake a matzah in a pan if you want, even when there's no, it's exposed. An oven, the oven of the Chazal has many characteristics. Number one is completely enclosed. There are four walls. There are four walls, at least three walls, and the ground serves as a wall. And the fire is on the inside. And the intensity of the fire on the inside is what's baking, the dough. So what happens if we have some type of oven, modern oven, where the fire is not on the inside, the fire is on the outside. The oven is metal, there's a plate, there's some type of gadget where there's fire on the other side.
The ovens that you have nails.
The commercial ovens. Nama, the commercial ovens are like that. So he's coming to question, this is the discussion for the next two paragraphs. The question is that halachically called baking? Is that called matzah? Is that called matzah? So maybe it's mashal b'shul, it's not a fuya. The matzah by definition for Pesach, we want it to be mehudar. And mehudar means it has to be baked in a real halachic oven. So these are the issues that he is discussing. So here over here, lo shno makes, he right away says lo shno makes a difference. His sacred mufnim, if the fire is burning on the inside, which is very typical of an oven, mechutz mutar kevan shechor or sholeit. The fire is what's the source. This is the source. Mirtach rosach. It's extremely hot. Va'pas nefes miyod, and the bread is baked immediately. So this is what it says over here in the shulchan aruch. Now therefore, mefurish kan. So what do we learn from the words of the Shulchan Aruch? That you do not need to make bread, matzah, on a place where in direct contact with the fire. The hainu shaseikoi mibifnim, that the fire is burning on the inside of the oven. Ela mutar nami lefois al mokom shaseikoi mibichutz. The fire is on the outside. Kimo hatanurim haketanim, like small ovens, shnasim mipachim dakin, they're made from plates, thin metal, shakavuim behakirois, which are attached to akira, some type of frame. When you cook. So these akira suddenly used for cooking. If you look at the picture in the Mishnayos, Masechta Kehilim, the Sfarim, which have pictures, akira is nothing more than a frame. It's a frame of four corners, and that is used for cooking, not for baking. So there are certain types of ovens which are just to raise like a kupach. A kupach is a thing which is a cross between the tanur and a kira, where it's a frame that's very, very tall, but there's no ceiling, and you can technically bake on the inside, on the outside. There are different ways to bake. So here it says, "Shekavuim ba'akiros bevashtem aleihem imor mahalich tachtav of this fire beneath it." So he's coming over to pass a very big chiddush: is that when it comes to an oven, it does not make a difference where the fire is located. The fire can be outside, inside. There's a machitza between the fire and the dough. It does not matter as long as the source is fire and the dough is baked quickly, less than 18 minutes. It's a kosher matzah. The ayin, it's not for nothing. You read the advertisements of bread, oven baked, go into a supermarket, brick oven, and they have pizza stores that have special types of ovens. Yes, Mikra Hadinya. He's going to discuss all these things right now. Yeah, but it's not for nothing. There's a tremendous chokhmah in the type of oven that's used to bake a product. That's the whole advertising for different types of breads and different types of pizzas. What kind of oven is it being baked in?
Grief is a pass.
Yeah.
That when they used to attach it to the walls.
Yeah, like
chokma ve'ein malacha. That's all breads. But even the bread itself. Okay, let's see. The ayin b'shut levushim Mordechai. Shenishal al hani shenasu mi pachim dakim, from these metal plates. Ve'heishiv shemuter, he holds there's no issue. The fire does not need to be in the oven. Umari mukay moyal harayvit. Shekasav al harambam. Sham the poisek the matzah shenefes be'ilfas a bigu chiddush on a pan. Can you imagine baking a matzah brai? But instead of making matzah brai, you make the real matzah. And yoytzeh bo yidei chavosai, davko in kipa olav hakisui, he paskins that a pin, an open pin is no good, you have to cover it. The imloi ken yesh chashash chimutz olecha, he holds it in this case, is chashash that turns into chomet, it's not that the heat is insufficient. If you do not have a cover on top, there is a concern of chomet, not a concern that it's not called bread. The concern that it's chomet. If you're going to have a situation where you know for sure that it's going to be hot enough, that's going to be baked, it's okay. Which are made from metal. The heat is intense. And he writes to himself, that I myself used to make matzah in such ovens where the fire was not in the inside of the oven, the fire was on the outside of the oven. Of course, talking about dealing with these ovens, you have other problems because since you have these plates, there are many compartments, and there can be chametz trapped underneath. And that chametz somehow can mingle with your matzah. The old ones should be tzarich le. I don't know what that word is. The labn. You have to libun. If it's an old one, you have to libun. Yesh chash yesh chash. The choyis aleihem. If you're going to libun, you're going to be, you know, you're afraid too much libun will break the ovens. Shalom yifku. It's not going to crack. It's not going to split the oven if you do too much libun. My father, when he told me, he went to do kasher. He went with the mashkiach to kasher the ovens in a hotel, before a very important affair on Mitzvah Shabbos. The affair was Sunday morning, and my father insisted the libun was not being done kahalacha. So he made him do it more and more and more until he broke the oven. Until they destroyed the oven. I don't know what they did, but that's what it says. What? They didn't give him a bill, but whatever it was, the yesh chashash the chayis aleim shelo yifka ve'ein melam melam nim yofer k'mashu kosev hamachsa shekel im loy bahani shemateches shelochem chan of the chazok moitase barzel shalaketiros ad kan l'shoinai. Now he says not like those whose metal is very thick. It appears that some of those maybe are. And loy bahanish, those ones are, I know, those are very thick, so those ones you're not afraid it's going to get ruined. I'm not exactly sure what he means. If you maybe you are afraid, you're not afraid, whatever it is, but the point is, if you have an old oven, you have to do a proper limb to make sure that it gets burning hot and you kasher the metal plates. Why did who is he quoting here from? He's quoting from the Levushi Mordechai. Why is he quoting from the Raivit? Why doesn't he quote from the Shulchan Aruch himself that says Beferish you can bake in an oven that's made from metal, that's made from some of a cheres where it's a kira where the fire is on the outside and on the inside, or vice versa, you cook on the outside. The ayin b'shut oila Shmuel huva be teferes Shmuel shekosav. That's made from tiles. Okay, another type of an oven that's made from tiles. So there, how are you going to kasher it? The soich also came in kikipa. Inside there is an arch. There's some type of arch that intensifies the heat. That's a small oven where the fire is on the outside, and the tiles get burning hot and generated on the inside. So basically, he's coming over and telling us this incredible chiddush that when it comes to an oven, you need not worry if the fire is on the outside, on the inside, it's okay, it's still called the kosher oven. And you're telling us, and Mary telling us, that the ovens today have really both. I saw this oven, they have an oven, a matzah oven. I was looking at it yesterday, in fact, not yesterday, on Sunday night, on Avenue K and East 29th Street. I don't know, what is there?
That's the one.
That's Tversky?
Yeah.
I thought Tversky. Oh, that's right, that is Tversky, right.
I
thought it was an Avenue I. Right, so he has the oven, so you see there, it's an arch, and you see the fire coming on the two sides.
Not so big, but it's
no, right. And you're telling me there's a plate on the center and there's fire from underneath.
Yeah, two
plates. So you see, you have a combination. So you there, you actually these are probably very popular ovens, I imagine. It looks really good. It looks like and this oven obviously is very popular. And they're using a combination of fire on the inside and fire on the outside. I remember from Shatz and Matzis that the fire was only on the inside.
The second oven, the big oven, is only inside.
Oh, Torsk is also only on the inside. Okay, that's how I remember is the fire is on the inside, and boy, is it hot. Even go anywhere near the oven.
But they're using wood, not
only they're using coal, not even wood.
They use wood. Wood becomes charcoal.
Wood become, but I see them bring in the charcoal.
They
only use wood and shatzer. I see they get delivers. I see they're getting deliveries of charcoal.
Coal. Wood gets it hot and the charcoal keeps it.
Keeps it. So they're using a combination of both.
So they could be made by charcoal because it's already easier made for them.
And I see them get deliveries. I pass there and tell them charcoal, yeah. Big, these trucks come with deliveries of charcoal.
It's cheaper. It's wood.
But you're saying wood also. Okay, whatever
charcoal,
it is. All of this has an effect on the taste. These are the trademark secrets of why my matza tastes better than your matza. It all depends on the fuel, on the oven. And they have a monopoly because these ovens are now they're grandfathered in from. But to make an oven like that today is you violate every rule in the book. It's 100% illegal to construct an oven like you'll find in Shatz and Matzis. What?
Unless it's in a bus.
No, but those ovens are they are. So these are grandfathered in from the old days. Okay, let's go for it. Halacha base. Halacha base yesh noyhagen latuach esatana bekarka chadosh. Now he's talking about again. These are the ancient. We're not familiar with these things, but some of these sedas are important. They used to, in addition to doing libun or not doing libun, they would smear a thick coat of cement upon the walls of the oven. That's the way they would kasher the ovens. Yesh noyhagen latuach esatana bekarka chadosh kidei shelo yitzdarchu lachshu al yidei ahesek shachometz habalu bebegagu uvekiros who niflat al yidei libun, because it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to do libun. You do libun, not the rabbi. You're bringing out. The libun causes the chametz to come out of the walls, and it's not necessarily ideal. So it would be better to let the chametz remain in the walls, and instead coat the walls with a new layer of cement. Mishal haleves from the flame. Shema signal lafos hamatzas. If you're going to do libun, you're going to cause the chametz to come out of the walls and contaminate your new matzas. Uminig yofehu. The kids of Shulchan Aruch said it's better than doing libun is to coat the walls with cement. But make sure it's at least thick, the thickness of one finger, a centimeter almost. Or yoyser more, al pnei kuloi avol tuach ma'ut, ein amoyel kum, a thin layer of cement is not worth anything. Halach gimel, ein loshen ve'ein oisin esamatos el bebeis mekoira. Now this is a very strange halacha. This scientifically has to be understood what these halachas mean. But the rule is, the matzos can only be baked indoors. The loy kineged chaloyin posuch, not even open opposite an open window where the rays of the sun enter. Afilu ein hachama zorech hasham. Even if the rays of the sun are not shining there, it's shade. The rays of the sun are not shining through the window. It may not be done near an open window. Because why? We'll see in the moment. Because you're not going to realize. Maybe now at 10 o'clock in the morning, the rays of the sun are not coming into the window. But who knows? That maybe at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, all of a sudden you're going to have the rays of the sun are going to be coming in. What's the problem? If the dough is baked upon the rays of the sun, it can become chametz in less than 18 minutes. It must be kneaded and prepared in the shade. Now, therefore, doing it outdoors. Now, here's let me just say it outside before we do it inside. Doing it outdoors is only problematic. Make it right then. You're allowed to knead and prepare matzahs outdoors, provided that it's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky, and the place where you are kneading and preparing the dough is not in direct contact with the rays of the sun. But here's the chiddush. But on a cloudy day. So you would think, let's say it's a cloudy day today. So then it's adrab, it's better. There is no sunlight. Just the opposite. The clouds diffuse the rays of the sun and cause the rays of the sun to spread everywhere. So therefore, on a day that's cloudy, You're not allowed to prepare the dough anywhere outside. Everywhere outside is considered you are in direct contact with the rays of the sun, because the clouds take the rays, the sun causes it to dissipate and spread everywhere. But if it's a beautiful day outside where there's no clouds in the sky, it's only also to prepare the dough only in direct contact with the rays of the sun. But if you go into an area that's a shady area where there are no rays of the sun, it's mutter. And we're not afraid that suddenly it's going to happen, you'll take note of it. But when you're indoors, you're not paying attention to what's going on outdoors, then you may discover suddenly that your dough is in direct contact with the rays of the sun, and it can become chametz in less than 18 minutes. And that is fine, perfectly fine. It's not, you're not outdoors. Only the rays of the sun. Only the sun, only sunlight, that's problematic, yeah?
In Kiryasiel, they made several hidurim.
Yeah.
The place where they need...
No windows?
...is air-conditioned.
Okay.
That's one thing. And the oven, they have a thermostat there. They will not bake unless the oven is at least 900 degrees.
Wow, that's hot. 900? What's a self-cleaning oven?
It's about 1,100.
What? 950? Self-cleaning? 800, he says.
Yeah, but they have it. The minimum is 9, but they usually about
1,100. Okay.
This oven's at
1,500 by Twersky? Ooh, I don't understand. I saw the government, the city lets them bake matzahs. It's not a fire hazard?
Who asks?
What?
Who asks?
I don't know. It's very obvious. You walk in the street, you can see the oven from the street.
It's only there for two, 3 weeks.
And I'm sure he has permits. They must allow. It can't be. It's a scary thing.
He has some in Bispala who are
well connected. Okay.
I mean, he makes it the street.
I'm not complaining, but
make sure there's no fire.
Ein, let's go further. So let's read the words again one more time. Aval im hachaloinois l'ulois. But if the windows are closed, v'yesh bohem zechuches, there's glass. Mutter im ein hachamad zerech Hashem, as long as the rays of the sun do not shine through the windows. Aval im hachamad zerech Hashem, lo mahani chalon zechuches, glass will not help. El letzach lifois v'iloin b'mokam zech zechama, window shades. V'chein tzrichim lizosh l'nichei habayis mehusik v'cham, you have to be careful that the bayis should not be hot. You have to be careful that the room to be room temperature. If the room where you're kneading the dough is above average, there's a real concern that the dough will turn to chametz in less than 18 minutes. Let's see halacha based on the bottom. Ella the base mekora ayin b'tas. Avogin Avram uvechay adam demutter lalosh tachas or harikia demokem tzel. Outdoors is mutter, provided you're preparing the dough in the shade. In ein yom hamunin, if it's not a cloudy day, why mishum d'chayivo anonim? If it's a cloudy day, v'techase hashemesh yargish miyad. Why are you allowed to prepare outdoors when it's not a cloudy day? Because you'll take note. Right now, I'm not in the rays of the sun. And if suddenly it will get cloudy, I'll be aware that it's getting cloudy, and I'll take the dough indoors. The dafka, that's another issue, that the rain can cause the chametz. The dafka neged chaloyin apasuch chayshin. The only time that it is categorically forbidden is when you're absent a window indoors, because you're not paying attention. The dafka neged chaloyin apasuch, an open window, which means there's no window shade, and the rays are coming inside. Chayshinon shema tischaseh hashemesh. Suddenly it may get cloudy, and when it gets cloudy, then the air is contaminated. All of the air outside is considered to be dangerous to the dough, because the clouds cause the rays of the sun to dissipate, so everywhere outdoors now can cause the dough to become chametz quickly. So indoors, you have to make sure you cover the windows no matter what. The lava daita, you're not going to be paying attention. The ayin, it's a very, very fasting halacha. People don't pay attention. People aren't aware of this halacha. The average person, what's the big deal? You know, you're making a cake. If you don't pay attention, if it's cloudy outside, not cloudy, the windows are open, the windows and the window shades are open. When you're baking a cake, it doesn't make it baking challah for Shabbos. You don't pay attention. But if you're baking matzah in your house for Pesach, can you imagine you have to close the window shades? It's an amazing halacha. All matzah baking factories, there are no windows. That's pretty much what it says. In Tak and Shatzah, there are no windows there. You go into a dungeon. It's like a dungeon down there. There's nothing there. It has to be in a place where it's completely sealed from the environment.
What?
They baked it in the sunlight. Doesn't it say in the Medrash? So these are chumras. Obviously, these are not Ikar Hadin. Ikar Hadin, you can make the matzah even in the studies. We'll talk about later on with like electric ovens. Electric oven is not even ish. not make, it is, we hold it's esh. He talks about it later on. What about, so is that kosher matzah? The oven is baked, and they have such things today.
It's hot.
It's very hot. It can be even hotter than the gas oven. It's hotter than even a gas oven. The gas turns into fire. But what about electric ovens? Is that called esh? What about, and what about, they talk about baking matzah in the sun. So the baking could be different. I think that's the answer. The bake, when you're actually doing the baking in the heat of the sun, that's when you're baking the matzah. Here we're not doing baking, we're kneading, we're doing the preparation, and we're not using the sun as heat, it's just can cause an effect on the dough. It's a fascinating idea. The ayin b'zichor Avraham, ha-safaradi. The mokam, she'en ha-cham o'zareches b'shum pam. If you're in an environment, I don't know where this is, what part of the world, you're in London, London fog, where it's never going to happen, you're going to have any sun. Okay, whatever it is, b'shum pam or b'shum shah, shabiyam b'nei shehu b'mokem mutzna or afil b'mokem amunim, is a place where it's cloudy. But gam kein in chashash, v'huva, and there's also no concern about when it gets cloudy. V'huva, then he says that it's mutter. V'huva be hanoches be hagos maharsham. In a certain type of environment where there's no concern about having, then you can prepare in front of a window. I don't know, whatever the situation is, I'm not exactly sure. Halacha Gimel. Let's go. Halacha Dalet. Let's go back to Shkitz Shochan. Halacha Dalet. Ein Loshin Isa Gadol. Okay, this is a thing also which may be outdated. I have to know how to do this in the matzah. You'll think we'll do the matzah factory. You'll think according to Shnuch, it says that when you need dough, the amount of dough you need in one batch may not be more than 43.2 eggs. More than the Shir Challah.
No,
we don't do that today.
Much.
They don't do that much?
No,
they makbid?
They makbid,
yeah.
Each batch is not large in a certain amount.
Yeah.
Because he talks about here in the matzah baking factories, though, I'm talking about them in the machine matzah. The machine matzah, it's not shayach.
That's
what they do. Okay, there's a chumrah. But he's going one bat,
and then they
give out from that bowl. But they probably have different bowls. They probably have a lot of people working the same time, so they probably have one big bowl for this one.
No.
The whole thing for the whole room?
The whole room.
One batch of less than 43 eggs? No, it can't be. They're making hundreds of matzahs in one shot. You probably mean that in each batch, when they mix the flour and the water, they don't mix in one container more than the shir challah.
At a time.
But they probably have at least 5, 6, 10, 20 different separate batches being made at the same time. But when you're dealing, let's say you're dealing, he thinks about this on the bottom, but when you're dealing with the factories, the machine matzah factories, they'll shut down. They make massive vats. They pour in 100 pounds of flour in one shot and water, and the machines mix it. So he says, in Echadam, it's mutter. Because you're dealing over here with this very, when you're dealing over here in a situation where you can handle it, technology, then it's, but here he's told me where it's done by hand. He says, it's also only lechatchila. Ein loshen isa godol yosem mishir chala. You're not allowed to need more than the shir chala in one shot. The toiv lamait, it's less is better. It's more. Why? Because ki shiuroi rabbi says zichron levracha shem isa godol yosem yashir chala e efshar losukba the palachas. You can't deal with it. You can't need it in one shot. And the chelek mimena munach b'layesik, part of it's going to go without any work. The yesh lochosh pen yischametz im losh isharacha. Another situation. What happens if they add too much water? I'm sure this doesn't happen. Everything is calculated exactly. But let's say if you go into this calculation, you add too much water, and it's a mush. So what do you want? Do you want to add more flour? Too little, too late. Because you're going to add
water, but you can't
add flour. You can add flour, it's going to be a nightmare. Im losh isha racha, lo yosef bo kemach lehavoisa, to thicken it, because it's inevitable that some of the flour is going to be inconsistent, and it's going to, some of it might become chametz prematurely. Let's take a look over here at the shomis v'alacha, ois gimel, im losh isha gidol, we're going to need a large piece of dough. They are mafresh challah because at the end of the day they all comes together at the end. All the baking.
The entire batch.
So he's asking a question. Since each batch is less than the challah, so it could be the oven is mitzvah. Even if each piece of dough.
The basket is mitzvah.
They cover all the matzahs.
They cover all the matzahs in one shot. But he's asking a general question. Since each batch itself is less than the sheer challah, So l'chara, you should not be required to be nafresh. Okay, I don't know the answer. Either you have to say that it's a chumra because since you're baking it bevasacha, so that we automatically combine everything together, or maybe they do have more. Maybe I don't know the answers. I don't know. Let's see what it says over here. Oy skimel. Ein losh. That's why I wanted to get this person, this fellow I know. He's a big mumcha. He has own matzah factory for a number of years, but he told me he can't come and speak to us because he's a little bit too tied up. What? No, he's not big matzah. He retired from that profession. But yeah, how do you know? Very good. He used to have his own matzah factory.
Yeah.
So he used. I asked him to come speak to us, tell us the real story. What goes on behind the scenes? He knows what.
Okay.
He gives daf yomi. He gives daf yomi there in Majus. Hal ois gimel ein lashon isu gedela ayin b'shochan rechagonim shemizalman of a mishnah brura. The yeishayim the loy asher chazal lasois isu gedela ela b'zmanehem. This only was true in their times. Shatanudim hayu ketanim. There were small ovens. Only can bake a small amount at a time. The yeish lachos shema yitzdarku hamatzois lishos. You'll require to let the matzah sit and wait. Zman oru chutz l'tanim v'yavu dechimutz. Aval b'tanim shalanu. Our oven, shame gedolim, ein lachos lezed is no concern. And the mele mutu lolosh ish so gedolot ifish yesh bnei adam ha'izrim ba'alichas hamatzos. And depending on how many people you have helping out, so go for it. You can make large batches as long as you know for sure that people are going to be busy working the dough and getting it done within 18 minutes. It is okay. V'ha'olam nohago kedei azowim meiko. That's what he says over here. The people will make it. We make large batches. Maybe that's the question. That's what we really do in the matzah making practice. And that's what the chiyuv chala and midaraisa. V'ein limchois biyada me'acha shegeish lechem al mi lismach kumikamakam le kol yorei shemayim yachmer latzma shelo lalush yosem yisaron. More than yisaron is 43 eggs. Gam bezman hazem yishum de'ein yidei halosh maspik lisaseg yofe bekulo. It's not possible for a person's hands to deal with all of the dough in one shot. Shelo yeitzik tzas isa chusiyah. The sum of the dough is more than 43 eggs. Part of it's going to leave your hand at the moment. Va'ayin b'shut mahashama nishal oidas ha'mechuna is the machines, the matzah machines, the machine matzah. The afiyas matzah shenasul olush b'chem isam. And so here's what he says: that during the year they made chametz. When they made chametz, they added mechanisha u'shloishim pounds kemach. They added 35 pounds of dough into the machine. How long did the shift go? 30 minutes. Now that's obviously chometz because 30 minutes. U'misake be'erech chatzi shah minesinas hamayim bekemach ad hachnosos hamatzos tutanu. They mixed the dough, they added 35 pounds of flour into the machine, and the machine operated for half an hour, kneading the dough until they put it into the oven. V'imyasu rak. So we wanted to know that now it's Pesach, and we've kasher the machine for Pesach. So the first rule of business is going to have kosher Pesach matzah. We can't have it waiting 30 minutes. That's out of the question. That's chometz. So we're going to go down from 30 minutes to 15 minutes. We're going to go down from 30 minutes to 15 minutes. We're going to reduce the amount of flour from 35 pounds to about a little bit more than 15, 16, 17 pounds. So everything is fine and good. The only problem is this is more 15 pounds of flour is way more than the shear of challah, which violates what we just learned over here. Pounds, and we're going to make 15 pounds. Yisaki rachamich also dakin. Then we're in business. We can make kosher pesach matzah, 15 minutes matzah. Umaisa hamachona hu sheyeshna. I don't know what he's describing over here. It's the machine, the ancient machines. I have no idea what this means. We'll just read it very quickly. The machines, what they look like, had four different compartments. There are four different parts to this machine. Umaisa hamachona. The way the machine worked was as follows. Hu sheyesh dal mechonis b'achas. There are four different machines within one. Miskalgel kein kaf yad. There are four different hands. The nice name,
a chain
of four different compartments. The nice name, l'shama kemach, they put their flour. V'hamayim u'misarvim misarvim misarvim isa kamo achutim dakim. And through these four different hands that are moving up and down, the dough turns into strands. U'mishama itzim elu achutim v'nice name l'mechon hashnia. And after the first machine does its thing, they go into the second machine. Shasham oifin v'sham oifan. There's a wheel bal. Shinayin has teeth. Machazik be eagle erech shmoyne eser exposed approximately 18 fingers. A finger machine. There's first a ladle machine, and then there's a finger machine. The oifen meskagel on the wheel turns. Uveshinayim shaloi punch the doichek Bitachtoin. Somehow these little teeth, they go and they knead the dough further. Umedabkim yachat shiasu pirurim gedolim big clumps. Ukshoifan. Punch the doichek b'chayisa ozrak erich dalad etzpos ma'isa nitchak. I don't know. This is describing in detail what it looks like. The nif nash, it swells. The ashar shata chayisa mishishim u'shmoyim etzpos. It goes on to another place. There's 68 fingers. Nishachutz me'oifan amlam u'isa mischalif chilik zayotzi mitachas mechmas oifan mechilik yachan nitchas nitchak oifan mechen mischalif zayachaze. V'yakach noistim ha'pirudim l'mechuna shlishes. Okay, there's sometimes a second machine where it's constantly going through a cycle, and it's being beaten up by these different fingers, whatever they are, and then it goes into the third machine. Shagam shem oifan nechad is a wheel miskagel of ha'isa. Umedabek ha'peruim achas liachas ad shenase miru dedes arucha kama amos. Umisham neistem l'mchon revias, third machine to the fourth machine. Umisham oifem miskagel v'lecha umiradet. It beats eso isa v'nases raka v'arucha. Soft, dark, thin, varucha. Uchilu hasheni ashnei hamuchonos vachronos. Rak orach gimel etzpos. The second and third machine has three fingers. Meisa two thirds. I don't know what this all means. Nidchas meoifen lechelik anishachu chuchu michutz ve'ein asakach shum esek. Nothing is happening there. Avol meschalfem ze yoytze veze bo. Okay, so basically what he has done here in the last 25 lines is he has described in great detail a matzah machine. And the matzah machine has four compartments. And they're putting in 15 pounds of flour. And they're adding water. And the dough is being kneaded for approximately 15 minutes. A little bit less than about 15 minutes. Now, shail is this kosher? We just learned al-chatil, when you're kneading dough, you should not need more than an isaro. Not more than the shir challah. 43 eggs. And here we're kneading over here 15 pounds. But we're not doing it by hand, we're doing it by a machine. Is the machine good enough? And he tries to describe that. Sometimes it's in the machine, it's out of the machine, it's cycling, it's rotating. He's trying. So what is the halacha? And you can be certain whatever this machine has been outdated 100 times over. And the machines today they're using, Manashevitz, Streitz, and wherever they're using, the machines are probably a million times better. But bottom line, what is the issue? What?
The Yonis in Steiff Bakery about 40 years ago, he saw the
Rube
Goldberg machines that they used.
They show it, it's like a museum.
Not museum, that's
what they're still using.
No, they went out of business.
They went out of business.
And every time the machines would break down and stop.
And people would lose their fingers.
Said you would stand next to the machine.
And you would do manually, to keep it going. Okay, the Hela Shalom Hasham, Lahatir, Dafka. He matter, it's okay. 15 pounds of flour is a-okay. Mechamisha osar pounds. Vigam lo yisakvu mizman nisis maimad zman achnos amasl b'tanga lo yosem mites vav minutin. Not more than 15 minutes. No half an hour. For chametz, the whole year round, it appears they waited 30 minutes. The machine can handle 30 pounds. This is 30 from the machine. Can handle 35 pounds of flour. That's how the machine was made. And the machine was made that it should operate for 30 minutes, kneading the dough. But now that you're making over here for matzah, it must be within 18 minutes, so he allows you to use half the amount of flour, 15 pounds of flour, and the machine can knead the dough for 15 minutes. Avlam u'isa g'doylo mishir zeh, v'al yidei zeh yisakev yoyse mishir tesvav minut, ein lahater b'shum oifan ayin sham. So he's illustrating this, you can extrapolate what would halakha be in other cases. U'mashmu b'dvarv sham di'ikor kipedoso hu al shir tesvav minut. Below al shir ha'isa, the thrust of his tshuva is time, not so much the amount of flour. Shem ha'yuchom, which implies that as long as you can handle the kneading, it's okay. The halacha worked on in an efficient method, it is okay. It need not be done. The amount of flour is not ma'akev. Shem ha'yuchom la'asayis kam be'isa gedol b'shir hanal ha'yamuter ayin sham heitev b'dvarav. Okay, so that's the psak of the barasha. This halacha of one isaroin, 43 eggs, is not an ikar. As long as you are certain that it's been worked on, it's A-OK. However, like all good halacha, everything is a machlekes. Ayin b'shut. machzer afar nishal gamkein b'zeh v'hel gamkein b'dvarav gash. He's also matter, but the ayin b'shut atzei halavanon shekazav gamkein al dvar mechoynois liafias hamatzos dema sheisa yoiser gedolah meisaron ein lefak fake. It's okay. Ki kol chumras hoisaron this halacha of not needing more than one is son who rak mitam sheyidei Adam, a human being's hands, one person cannot handle more than 43. But if it's not a person, it's a machine. And if it's not one person, it's multiple people that are participating in this process. Due to the size, the sheer of the flower. But here, through these mote habarzel, being that we have technology, we have mote habarzel, iron sticks that are beating haboatim umemachim, that are making it smooth and softening and beating ba. That is okay. They're makifim, they beat it. So he's again also a third party sake. The Atzei Halavanon, in addition to the Marsham, in addition to the Machzeh Avram, they all paskin that it's a okay. All of these things are mutter. Okay, we will stop over here for a short break.
We have one more.
Okay, yes, okay, go. With yours, okay. Mach ayin v'hagres masham. The zed davka achas shekvar nigmar lishas hayis. The only amal it far after it's complete. Lefish oisah hisafa ena nilosh yofik. Because what you're going to get is not going to be needed well. There's not enough water. There's not enough moisture. It's inconsistent in the well. V'nishar me'ad kenach ba. There's a small amount of flour that's left over. And that's when you're going. You put it into your soup. Gebrokst ma'at shuya will turn into chametz. Uve shabat. I don't know what the word is. Betavshel teschametz. When you put it,
tukshtavay
betavshel teschametz. Avol betchilas halisha sheyesh oid mat meat beagan in the pan in the bowl shleimilo shmuta lohaysev oid kenach veloshes long to begin the process mutter. Ve'ayim b'shnebura v'im hoysev kenach be'isa racha v'izor shlo yidnu oisam hamatzas bedavar lach. That if you're going to add flour into a soft dough, you be careful not to put it. Those matzos shlo yidnu oisam hamatzas bedavar lach. Matzos shuria. So you go to the house, gebrokst. These matzos you can put in the soup, and these matzos you can't put in the soup. You have to keep cheshbon. Okay, you sell shots of matzah, not for soup. Not for soup use. Because this, we miscalculated, and we had to add more flour after we made the mixture. So there's a concern. Why shalashudas matzahs?
They make them aside, and they only use it for shalashudas. All year round.
All year round. Oh, that's what they call. Okay, because shash chametz. Okay. Udim choysev kemach b'isadaka shlo yidnu oisam amatzos b'davar lach v'diyevet gan enaflu sechatav shel mutter. Don't worry. Shrein yedua bevadai. You don't know for sure. Shenisha ma'at kemach b'isav v'afim nisha efshah shemilkach v'nefa yofim was baked well v'oz loy tischametz. Okay. So therefore. The interesting point of what happens after the fact, you should be careful, even those that are not nizer and gebrox should be nizer in these type of matters. Okay, we'll take a short break.